It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you've never heard this weekend edition of Opinions Matter, let me tell you all about it. We've started to call it Get It Off Your Chest, because that's exactly what it is. And those of you who've been following us for many years will remember back in the day, we had a feature on the old FM 104 phone show back in the day called Get It Off Your Chest. So in memory of that, we have decided to name this weekend episode of the podcast Get It Off Your Chest. Ha-ha, did you see what I did there? This is the music that we used to use back in the day on Get It Off Your Chest. So let me tell you what this episode is all about. It's the most random part of Opinions Matter. Literally everything and anything can be talked about on this episode. Like, for example, Jeremy's sadness over never going to a Debs. Actually, he was nearly crying over this one, I have to tell you. We also hear, and this is even sadder again, about his imaginary friend Eugene. This is quite funny. Katie was with us one of the days during the week, and she was on about Michael Jackson and how she believes that he never harmed a fly. We'll be talking to Katie about that. And myself and Jeremy, sitting here in our studio, had the pleasure... Well, was it a pleasure? Had the pleasure of tasting the brand new candy floss flavour Tato. To say I still can't get the taste out of my mouth would be an understatement. Anyway, that is Get It Off Your Chest, the weekend episode of Opinions Matter. Let's start last Friday.
Well, what do you want to get off your chest? Share it with us. We're all like family here, aren't we, guys? We're all family. Everybody listens to this, the Saturday edition, yeah?
Yeah, it's family.
My favourite day of the week, by the way.
What is?
Saturday.
Is it?
I love a Saturday.
What do you love about Saturday?
No work the next day.
Well, some people do. You may not have.
I've never worked a Saturday in my life.
A Saturday?
No, I've never worked a Saturday. Oh, no, sorry, a gig on a Saturday.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
That's not work.
It is.
That's money for old rope. It's money for press and
buttons. Are you listening, John?
Money for old rope. Sorry, what do you want to get off your chest?
I gave up smoking 4 years ago, yeah? I don't miss them at all. And I'm annoyed at myself that I didn't give them up years before that. Years and years and years. I literally don't miss them.
I have a regret as well. By the way, for those of you listening to this live, if you have a regret, send it to us. You know, and by regret, I mean I should have done that years ago regret. Because yeah. I have two.
Oh, okay. Well, mine is I should have given up smoking years ago.
But I told you, I literally told you every time you lit up a cigarette when we were out.
Why I didn't. It's just to spite you.
Oh, you did it to spite
me? Yeah, I kept smoking just to spite you.
So Adrian is what's called a spite smoker. No, there's a name for it.
Yeah, do you know what it was? It was people like you. You won't tell me what to do. Every time I'd light up a cigarette, give them up.
I remember, guys.
So it's your fault that I smoked for years. I just realised that.
I remember I was going on holidays to Lanzarote, actually it was.
Yeah.
And I was coming back from Lanzarote, and Adrian asked me to get him some John Player Blue.
I did.
In the duty free. And I refused, and he wouldn't talk to me for about a month.
Yeah, I did.
It was the most awkward month of radio. Remember on the radio, you wouldn't talk to me.
Wouldn't look at you. Now,
you were on about 140 grand a year at that time. You could have bought them
in the
shop.
Who cut my wages? I thought it was $500,000.
You could have bought them in the shop.
Anyway,
I've never bought cigarettes. So
that's my regret is that I didn't give up smoking years ago. Actually, my ultimate regret is I ever smoked them in the first place.
Is duty free that much cheaper?
Oh yeah, dramatically cheaper. Yeah,
I think we're being hoodwinked here, lads.
No. You know, I drink Bacardi. Yeah.
I thought you said, you know, I drink like a fish. I was like, yes, you do.
No, I drink Bacardi. That's my tipple.
But does a fish drink?
Well, water goes in his gob and out his fins, but he doesn't actually drink it.
So a fish doesn't drink?
No.
So a fish doesn't drink water?
No.
So that's a stupid comment.
It is a stupid comment, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so where was I? Yeah, a bottle of Bacardi in the airport is €13 if you're buying it duty free.
Yeah.
It's 35 or 38 euro if you buy it in the shop.
So it is. I just can't.
It's a huge difference.
I know, but here's my thing. I get anxiety about putting it in the overhead. I'm afraid it'll fall down on top of my head and stuff like that.
How is that going to happen?
I don't like putting bottles.
The reason you don't buy duty free is in case it falls out on your head.
Yeah, I have a big issue with that. Do you ever see videos where the plane drops altitude and all the overhead compartments drop down? Have you ever been hit on the top of the head with a bottle of Bacardi?
No.
That would be your dream, actually. That would be...
No, I've never. But it's certainly not a reason I would. But you're asking a question, though. It is dramatically cheaper. It can be. But anyway, we were talking about regrets. That's my regret.
Here's Kathleen in the Liberties.
Oh, how are you, Kathleen?
In the Liberties, yeah. I regret not being able to give up the smokes as my health is in bits now. I said this to Adrian as well. Adrian used to... We used to call Adrian Dastardly.
Dastardly?
No, Muttley.
Muttley, yeah.
Do your Muttley laugh.
I can't do it anymore.
No, you can. Go on.
I can't.
Your lungs are still fucked. Come on.
No, they're not.
They're not fucked.
They're actually grand.
Come on, do it.
I can't.
You can't. But Adrian used to laugh. It was horrible. He sounded like the dog from Catch the Pigeon. Remember? That's what he used to sound like.
But there you go. That just shows you that it was worth my while giving up smoking because I can't do the Muttley laugh anymore. So hang on. This is Muttley. Hang on.
Muttley laugh.
Hang on. Here we go.
That was you.
That was me. But it's not anymore. As you can hear, I can't even do it anymore.
The last thing about that cartoon is Muttley was a dog. He used to smile all the time. Dogs can't smile.
No, they can't. No.
Did you not know that?
No, I did know that. I have two dogs.
Why can't... Well, no. If living with you, why would I want to fucking smile living in that house?
What?
Living in that house.
Shut up, you fool.
You leave the dogs at home. Let me hear. Home alone for like 12 hours
don't.
A day.
Don't. That's a lie.
That was you.
So what are your regrets? You said you have two.
Yeah, one of them is that I didn't learn to swim at a young age.
Yeah.
Guys, I only learned to swim.
When I met you first, you couldn't swim.
Yeah, it was the first question you asked me, which was weird for a job interview.
It was, yeah, yeah.
Remember, I walked in and the first question you said...
Can you swim?
Can you swim? And I'm like, why, is this a job for a lifeguard? No, and you were like, I just need to know if people can swim. Guys, I only learned to swim when I was 30, I think it was.
Why did you never learn as a child?
Because I nearly... back in the day, the way people would teach you how to swim... They would just throw you into the deep end of the swimming pool.
And hope for the best.
And that was done to me. My first day, imagine not being allowed now. Imagine not being allowed. My first day of swimming lessons, no armbands on. They didn't even have fucking armbands back then. They brought me over to the deep end and just dropped me in the water and I nearly drowned to death. In fact, I think I still have some of that water still in my lungs from that time.
Yeah, okay.
So I never learned to swim. My other regret is that I never went to a Debs. Don't slag me over. This is me opening up. Guys, I very rarely open up in this podcast, but this is me at my most vulnerable.
So the very first Debs you
The very first Debs
you were ever at was one you were DJing at, if I remember.
Yes.
In the County Club in Dunshaughlin, is that right?
The County Club in Dunshaughlin.
Yeah.
I used to do the Debs. Now, what's
Debs's.
That?
Yeah, that's the Debs. The Debs, yeah. Just the Debs.
No, because it was more than one.
Yeah, the Debs. There was three Debs.
What?
There was three Debs. You did it 3 years in a row. Three Debs.
Oh, three Debs. Yeah, Debs's. So I did the debutante's ball. I only found out last week that's what Debs is short for.
Why, what did you think it was?
I never.
Well, you wouldn't know because you never went to one.
No, but I know that it exists. No, it never occurred to me what it was. I just thought it was a nickname for something.
So come on, tell me, why did you not go into your own Debs?
Nah.
Tell Uncle Adrian.
You know the answer. What are you saying, tell Uncle Adrian?
Just tell our listeners.
You're like Piers Morgan. You try to get personal information out of people and then use it against them. Like ammunition.
Tell our listeners why you never went to your own Debs.
Why is it relevant? I didn't go to my own Debs.
But you said you regret it. I want to help you deal with that regret. Why did you not go to your own Debs?
Why are you asking a question you know the answer to?
But our listeners don't.
Why don't you take 40 years to give up the cigarettes? You're a weak man.
That's your fault. Because you used to keep saying, give them up. That made me smoke more. The more you said that, the more I smoked.
Jeremy Dixon, bringing on cancer since 1995.
Yeah. So why did you not go to your own Debs?
Am I responsible for your cancer? That would actually make me feel happy.
What?
That I'm responsible.
What?
I'm just saying. I'm responsible for your demise. You know I want this podcast for myself, don't you?
You couldn't do this on your own.
What?
Fucking shite. be the worst pie.
Oh, here we go. Here
I told
go.
You before, when I'm on holidays, I tune in just to hear,
here we are.
And then you start pressing the buttons and you're doing all this shite. Look, pressing buttons like this.
And
this is Jeremy with the podcast. I don't know what to do here.
Don't sound like that. By the way, Adrian is so sad. How sad is Adrian?
What?
He's so sad that he texts me one day to say, I'm listening to the podcast from Pompeii. No, I'm sorry. First of all, what were you doing in Pompeii?
Visiting.
Visiting what?
The ruins.
It's all ruins. It's just ruins.
That's amazing. Have you never been to Pompeii?
I couldn't.
Amazing place.
I'd rather go for a dental checkup than go to Pompeii.
No, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. But I was just checking up on you to see whether you were making the balls of my podcast.
Okay, guys, the reason I didn't go to my devs is because I couldn't get a girl to go.
So say that again.
Couldn't get a girl to go.
The reason you didn't go to your devs is because you couldn't get somebody to go with you.
Now, my sister offered.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this even sounds more sad than...
Oh, your sister offered to go with you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's very desperate. I'm glad you didn't go now, because you would have been the ridicule of the whole of South Dublin.
No, what she said, because she knew I was quite down about it. Oh, you were actually...
Do you need a hug?
Not from you. Maybe from the woman who turned me down.
No, it is very sad that your sister offered to go with you.
No, I did ask a girl at the time who was in a neighbouring school.
Yeah.
So, you know my school. Don't name it. Jesus, don't name
it. I know, you're well known.
Yeah. And our neighbouring school, let's just say Mary Lou MacDonald was a student in the school where we used to pick our debutantes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad I didn't pick Mary. She's a tough cookie.
Oh, yeah, she'd have given you a run for your money.
She spent the whole night talking about Chucky Arlana. That's not conversation for the Debs, is it?
Well, you'd know.
Every basket of chicken and chips.
Yeah, but you'd know about conversation at the Debs if you weren't there.
No. So I did ask I think she was in Mary. Is Mary Lou older or younger? I don't want to
age. A couple of years older than you.
Okay, that's okay. Maybe she wasn't in Mary Lou's class. But I did ask a young lassie, not the dog, a young lassie from the neighbouring school.
That's why she didn't go. You called her a young lassie.
I asked a young lassie, would she be my plus one at the Debs?
Yeah.
And the sad thing about this is, guys, she didn't turn me down because she already had a date. Because this girl now, back in school, she was a solid 4 out of 10. So I wasn't setting my... I wasn't going for a 10 out of 10. Do you get me?
Okay. Why did she turn you down?
She hadn't got someone else to go.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't as if, oh, I already have a date. You know, women sometimes are brutally honest, aren't they?
So come on, what was her answer?
I don't like blonde fellas. Do you remember me back in the... Well, you don't. You didn't know me then. I was like the Milky Bar Kid. In fact, that was my nickname.
Was it?
Kids used to throw Milky Bar Kids at me.
So she turned you down because you had blonde hair?
She said I looked like the Milky Bar Kid.
Ooh. That's a bit
so awkward. I went home that day and I was in tears. Selena there. She does not make me feel better. Selena Dunn went to 3 Debs.
Yeah, no, well, I went to 2.
And you were an ugly prick.
Yeah, I went to 2.
And I went home and my sister could see that I was at... She was older than me at the time and she says, Jeremy, we'll sort this out. We will sort this out. We will make this happen.
So why didn't you...
And she said, I will go. And I think I still have my dress from my Debs, which was 2 years previous. And she says, I'll put my dress back on. Still fits me. Don't buy me a corsage. That'd be fucking weird, she said, which it would be.
Never going with your sister would be fucking weird as well. But anyway, keep going. Yeah.
Never buy your sister a corsage.
Yeah, come on, keep going.
And I'll be your plus one. And none of your class will know because they won't know you're the sister. Great night was had. Oh my God, the chicken and chips we had. It was absolutely brilliant. Great night.
Why did you say no to your sister?
Because I'm not from Roscommon. That shit goes on in Roscommon and Longford and stuff like that. You don't do that in Dublin. Anyway, to that girl who turned me down. Can I name and shame the school? No longer exists.
Oh, doesn't it?
No, it's gone.
Name and shame.
But even if it did exist, they're not going to sue me because a girl didn't come to me Debs.
Well, it depends on what you're about to say about
it. No. Shame on you, first of all.
On the school?
No, not the school. It was
shame on her, yeah.
Notre Dame was the school.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame, which is where Mary Lou went. Hey, Mary, how are you? Big fan of the podcast. Just shame on you for turning me down because I hope that you have realised how much of a success I've made in my life, that I'm a celebrity, that I am literally very well known, a media celebrity, that I've become a big name in Ireland, that I am...
What are you shiting on about?
I'm just saying she missed out on being married to a celebrity.
That's why she didn't go to your Debs. Will you come to my Debs and can we get married as well while we're at it?
The jet and yacht lifestyle I could have got
jet?
You.
What jet?
The jet on yacht lifestyle.
That you sit on the back row on a Ryanair plane.
No, two seats from the back.
Oh.
Don't want to sit beside the jacks. I hate when you hear the toilet flush.
So do I.
It's horrible.
Very uncomfortable.
So there you go, Mrs. Notre Dame. Can I name her?
Yeah, go on.
Lindsay.
Lindsay, how are you, Lindsay?
No. Say hi, Lindsay.
Good decision, Lindsay.
No. Why'd you break Jeremy's heart?
I don't give a fuck.
Tell you, Lindsay, you could have been living in a 6-bed in Fox Rock right now. 6-bed in Fox Rock.
What, you're going to bring her to somebody else's house?
Oh, yeah. Oh my
poor
God.
Jeremy.
Okay, that's it.
Well, what was your other regret?
Ah, that's enough. That's enough for
me. No.
The swimming. Regrets, I've had a few.
Yeah. Because I remember the first time we went away together to Ibiza.
What? I never went away on holidays with you.
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, it was a work trip,
yeah. You just stood in the pool. You just stood there like that. You never moved.
Do you remember what else happened on the holiday? What I was wearing.
Oh.
That's on next week's podcast. Let's just say Jeremy was wearing a pair of budgie smugglers.
That's an understatement.
Yep.
They smuggled more than a budgie.
Thanks, Lindsay, for listening to Opinions Matter. This could have been you. This literally could have been you.
Aren't you the one at the lucky escape?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.
I have an issue.
Oh.
I got a phone call from somebody over the weekend. Mm. And this phone call was from somebody who, how would I describe, was panicking somewhat. Oh. Yeah. And totally freaked out. Adrian, I need your help. I need your help, is what this person said at the end of the phone.
Oh, okay, this is what we're doing. Okay. No.
So,
this conversation.
Over the weekend, on Saturday afternoon, I got a phone call from my dear friend and colleague, Ms. Katie Mack, and this is her to my right-hand side. Yep. And Katie was in a blind panic. And she said, I'm stuck here in the Serta petrol station on the N2, just north of Ashburn. I need to put petrol into my car because the price is very cheap. What do I do? There's nobody here. There isn't even an office.
No, put it in context. It's actually very hard to use. I ran away from it very upset. Okay, I didn't even get to use it.
Many of you will know the Serta petrol stations, okay? They used to be called Tesco petrol, I think, when they originally came out. But anyway, they're self-service. There is no human being. There is no office. You can't go and buy a Mars bar. You literally go in, put your diesel or your petrol in your car, and you walk back out again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a piece of piss.
Very hard.
My little 1-year-old grandson will be able to do this.
I did not like it. No.
So Katie rings and says, where do I put the card? Where do I put the card? And I'm trying to describe to you, I can't see it. I can't. Oh, I ring you back. And you hopped into the car and you pissed off.
Well, I pulled over at the other side of the road to breathe because I was so angry. So I pulled out. I drove up the road and I stopped. It's not easy to use. Whatever happened to human interaction?
You don't need it all the time.
What happened to going up and saying, hi, hello, how are you? Have a nice day. Why does everything have to be...
Could you put €20 worth of diesel into my car?
Well, where are those people gone? Remember those people who used to hang around the petrol courts or whatever and put money or put the diesel in your car? Why don't they have them anymore?
They actually do, believe it or not. This is a side issue. In some petrol stations in the north, they do.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, they still do.
Petrol pump attendant, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
They should have them. That sort of garage, I just couldn't work it out at all. I got very stressed out. I got very panicked. It's like the first time I tried to put freaking AdBlue in my car, which, by the way, my AdBlue sign's back up. Do you realise how much cars need AdBlue? What is wrong? It won't start in 2,400 kilometres. But I did. I got the AdBlue.
The AdBlue is a piece of piss as well.
No, but I put some in the wrong tank first, but it's okay. But it's fine. It was fine. I put some in the diesel cap, but in where the diesel cap goes was only a dribble. And I was like, oh no, it's supposed to go in the blue one. So it was fine. I'm learning.
See, anyway, even Selena is saying, Katie, for God's sake.
What?
Assertive. You walk in, You put your card in the machine.
It's too hard.
If you've got a Tesco Club card, you scan your Tesco Club card.
I actually went off very upset with the machine. I was like, why do they have to make it so hard?
But it wasn't hard.
It was so hard.
Have you used an ATM before?
Yes.
If you can do that, you can do that.
No, it was not that easy. Can you?
And have you used the fuel at the pump?
Yeah.
In other garages?
Yeah.
No bother?
Yeah.
And you paid for it?
Yeah.
Stick your card in.
No, the searches have a different way. I think you're supposed to have a membership card or something.
You
I'm
don't.
Not a member of Certa.
I only got petrol there this morning.
No,
I... Diesel.
Yeah, we're probably not thinking of the same place.
I want you to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note or a message on Facebook if you're listening to us live and tell us that simple thing that you can't do that every other fucking human can do. Everybody can use a Certa petrol station.
No, I don't think we're thinking of the same place. With those Certa garages, I think you have to have a membership card.
You don't have to have a membership card.
Or be a trucker or something and have
you
a
don't.
Fuel card. No, I think you do.
I've done it myself. I only did it this morning.
Well, will you do that video that you said you'd do for me?
The next time I'm in Certa, I will do a video to
will
show you how to use it.
Will you do it step by step? Because I'm just, usually I'm very, very good with technology and everything else. Like I found out how to do my own AdBlue, which by the way, I was very proud of myself for. Very proud. Very, very proud because I've never done anything like that with my own car.
This is the AdBlue that took you months to actually do in the first place.
Yeah, because my car wouldn't start. It did actually stop.
And it will again if you don't do it again?
No, and that's why. But I did learn how
As
to
Darren
do it.
Said, firstly, Katie, you need a new man in your life.
I did,
that's the offer from Darren. And then he says, it's idiot-proof. It is literally idiot-proof.
Hello? What does that say about me? What does that say about me?
So we want to hear...
little things you can't do.
That you can't do, that everybody else can do.
Look at this, look. Ah, it's always a good day with K-Mac, look.
And
look.
I see it,
Yeah, yeah.
Sam Kiernan, yeah?
What?
Sent us a message saying, I don't even understand this, really. I can't wash my feet. Okay, here's the thing about feet, yeah? So I get into the shower every morning before I go to work, yeah?
Yeah.
And I scrub myself from head to toe, but I never clean my feet because you're standing in the water anyway.
Oh, no, you should still clean yourself properly.
I do, down as far as I can reach.
You know, I heard a radio DJ once said that when they shower, they don't wash their legs. They let the soap run down and just wash their, they don't wash their legs. I'm
well,
like,
I wash down as far as my knees, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I'm not arse bending all the way down to get down to my feet.
Oh, you're disgusting.
So do you actually wash your feet?
I'm actually going to have to tell management that in work. That's...
What, that I don't wash my feet?
That you don't wash?
No, but as this... Who's this radio presenter that said this?
Oh, no, I don't want to say.
Why?
Oh, I'll type it here because he's a big name.
A big name? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, him.
He said on air...
Yeah, that he doesn't wash his legs. I was like, what?
Okay, well, I wash down as far as my knees.
What simple thing can you not do?
Clean my feet, obviously.
No.
What simple thing can I'm not very good at getting eggs right.
Oh, I'm good with an egg.
Boiled eggs, yeah?
Oh, no, so, boiled eggs are okay.
No, so I know it's 3 minutes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But I never know when to start the 3 minutes. Do you start the 3 minutes when the water is literally bubbling up?
Obviously.
Or do you start...
3 minutes, it would take 3 minutes.
Do you start the 3 minutes when it's starting to bubble up? When does the 3 minutes... Because I either get this runny mess of an egg, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or a rock hard egg. I don't like a rock hard. I just don't.
A fried egg can be difficult to do.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really like making fried eggs. I do like making an omelette, though. You can be adventurous with an omelette.
Oh, and then Emma has just told us, I'll have to investigate this, the garage at the Noggin Inn in Sallynoggin,
mm-hmm.
yeah, has the person that fills...
How far is that
you?
Now from where I live?
That's a fair bit. It's at the south side.
It saves me having to do a job, doesn't it?
What, drive all the way to Sallynoggin?
I'm still working on that chairlift, by the way.
You are?
I am still working on it. Anyway, I do have a question on a more serious note for our listeners, just for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, if that's okay, because it would be very interesting.
Oh, sorry, Sam.
Or just cut in on Helen. Yeah, you're not going to let me talk, but okay.
I'll cut in for 1 second. You're a waste of offer space, you are. I always buy out-of-date milk, says Sam. How could you buy out-of-date milk? Do you not look at the date on it? The date is normally on the carton somewhere. Oh, and then Diane. Oh, this is vile. I can't cut my ingrown toenail properly because the scissors always breaks. Ugh. I'm very uncomfortable talking about feet and nails. And
yeah, that's thanks,
cutting
Diane.
Your toenails and all that.
Diane, get off our show. I mean, I'm only joking. We need all the listeners we can.
Oh, I'm sorry. Liam McGurk has just confirmed that it is Dave Moore on Today FM is the...
Oh, my God!
Everyone knows he doesn't wash his legs.
Ah, I did not know that was common knowledge. There you go. Can you whistle?
What, were you worried about libeling Dave?
Well, I don't want to libel him as anything here. Can you whistle? Bet you I'm better than you. Go on. Oh, that's weak.
Oh, that's strong.
Yeah, strong whistle for a strong man.
You're a woman, allegedly.
Well.
Oh, this is getting worse by the day.
Anyway, sorry, I have a serious question.
Go on, ask away.
No, this is actually all joking aside because I was watching something last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I started watching it in two minds. But by the end, I watched it. Apparently, I can't speak either. By the time I'd finished watching it, mm-hmm. I was in one mind. Can you be in one mind?
Yeah.
Okay, I was in one mind. And actually, this is very serious because it's no joking matter. I watched The Verdict on Netflix, the Michael Jackson mm-hmm. program or documentary. Do you believe that he did what...
Anything that he was accused
that
of?
He was, yeah. No, neither do I.
I never have, and I haven't even watched that documentary. Although, I know... There are people that believe otherwise, but I don't believe, I believe he was just a flawed genius.
He was, like, I don't know.
That was living in a...
And then I was going down a rabbit hole and I started watching all these reels and videos and stuff and I'm like, how did I ever question it? Like, he just, there's one part where he's being interviewed himself and Lisa Marie Presley, is that her name? And the interviewer, I can't remember her name, but... She turned around and she says, are you going to keep having 12-year-olds or something, boys in your bed? And it was the look on his face when she asked that question. Like, he was so genuinely hurt by the incident. Like, I'm just like, you can't make that up. The more I read into it, and I've gone down a bit of a rabbit hole with it, I do not think that that man ever hurt a child. I think it was so against, I think he was so childlike himself.
I agree with you, but I do think, you know, today's with your eyes of today looking on the situation, I think he behaved inappropriately. Having kids in your bed is not the thing for an adult man to be doing.
No, it's inappropriate, but the whole thing here is context. In his head, what he did was never inappropriate because he knows he never, ever, ever was going to hurt those kids. So to people from the outside, yeah, it looks strange, a grown man having children. But
it doesn't just look strange. It is strange.
Okay.
It is strange.
It is. But I actually became quite emotional last night after watching it because I actually think he was plagued and he was nearly used because he was almost had this childlike innocence. Nothing, unless video evidence ever comes out, nothing will ever, ever, ever convince me otherwise that Michael Jackson is 100% completely innocent.
Mm. Now, I do think he was a bit fucked up. I think, I just got a message.
He was abused.
He gave me the creeps.
I can get how some people,
he gave some people the creeps. I mean, musically and professionally, he was an absolute genius. There will never be another Michael Jackson. He was that intelligent.
For me, it was one of the clips I saw, and maybe somebody can tell me the interviewer's name. I can't remember. It's a blonde lady when he was interviewing Lisa Marie Presley was on with him. And it was his face as she was asking him about having kids in the bed. And he was like, if you have them there in a sexual way, then that's wrong. And it was you could see the pain in his eyes that this would even be considered. I find it really, really upsetting that he died with...
Okay, Kelly says he was guilty. His staff reported mm-hmm. him naked with children he slept with. Only boys, never girls. And he said he loved all the children.
And then by
contrast...
He was never, ever convicted.
No.
All the cases, he was never convicted of anything.
They're all money grabbers. The amount of shit they made up. I always said if people believe it, then why weren't the parents charged with abuse for sending the kids over there? And that is another argument.
I just would be curious to see what people think. And I know it's, you know, besides the point and everything, but it's just, I found the whole thing very difficult afterwards that, like, I was like, this man's dead now. And there's some people who believe he was murdered.
Yeah, no, I know that, yeah. I know.
So look, I don't know. You'll never know, but I just, I would be.
Well, this message says from Rachel. She says, "I believe he thought he was still a child, and if he did anything, and it's a big if, she says, it wasn't anything malicious."
I don't think he ever sexually. I actually genuinely believe he was not. I would actually go as far as to say, to me, he actually came across as somebody who was quite asexual. Do you not think so?
Yeah, the thought
of him having sex with a woman would have been, I don't know, it's because he was so childlike. I think this whole thing with people saying paedophile, never land, whatever. I actually think what he was trying to do was, they were trying to create a safe space for children. I just don't believe, I personally do not believe.
Robbie just sent this message to say, I never heard this before. I don't know how true this is. They received over 20,000 calls from parents claiming he abused their kids. 20,000. He would be abusing all day, every day, if that was true.
That man, I know you can never say it definitively, but in my opinion, he was a victim of abuse, a survivor of abuse. And I think he never really grew. He missed out on a childhood, so he never really evolved past.
But do you believe that he did things that in today's world we would describe as inappropriate?
Oh, yes.
Sharing beds with kids.
It's inappropriate, but I think if we separate it from and we take it in context, it's inappropriate.
Well, no, it is always inappropriate for an adult to be sleeping with a kid that's not theirs.
But he said he didn't share, that he didn't actually sleep in the bed with them. He slept on the floor.
He says.
Now, Macaulay Culkin, one of the greatest, most famous child actors of all time, has come out to defend him multiple times and say, no, he never did anything. I personally think there was a lot of money grabbing going on. I think there were opportunists to say, you know, we're going to make a quick buck off this. I believe he was somebody who was abused and his brain, the trauma of it, kept him in a childlike state. That's what I think. I could be wrong, but nothing is going to convince me otherwise. Mm. I think he's just, I would look at him and I would have thought he's very, looking at those interviews as well and the question of the interviews, I would think he's very, very pure. I actually think, like, even the whole Neverland thing and Peter Pan is the boy who never grew up.
Yeah, no, I know that. But there are those that believe that he developed that whole theme around his life as a ruse, as a cover-up.
Do you think, now honestly, think about it logically, do you think a paedophile, if somebody were genuinely hurting kids, and maybe this is simplistic, this is a simplistic way to look at it, but if somebody were actually abusing kids or hurting a kid, which is, by the way, the most disgusting thing on the planet, there's nobody worse than anybody who'd hurt a child, but do you think that they'd come out and say openly, so casually, oh, they slipped in the bed with me and I'm going to keep doing it? It's the way he genuinely, he behaved like somebody who didn't know what he was doing was wrong or didn't see why other people would find it wrong because in his head it was so innocent.
Okay, James says, I never believed a word of what those two lads said in leaving Neverland. A lot of people do believe their story though. And then another one, didn't Macaulay Culkin say he protected him from the Epsteins of this world? And then Angela says, yes, and Corey Feldman backed him too, and had always said there was predators out there, but not MJ. In other words, he wasn't one of them. And one final one, I totally agree with Katie. Him and Princess Di were both victims of the elite.
Oh yeah, she was. Princess Di and Michael Jackson, they're two that, and let's face it, there will never be an artist on this planet ever again as good as Michael Jackson.
Oh, no, I think everybody agrees that.
I'd say he's probably the greatest of all time. Like, even, but he's better than Elvis.
Different Elvis, yeah.
Well, he's different, but he is and will always be, I think, the greatest artist of all time. There will never be anybody else like Michael Jackson. And I just think it's very sad that, you know.
Okay, and then another message from James. Well, Katie, they do tend to hide in plain sight. Sure, look at Ralph Harris and Jimmy Savile.
I knew
they were big, high-profile public figures that were abusing all the while.
Yeah, okay, but with Michael Jackson, it's different because when this all came out, Michael Jackson with the kids and the beds and all that, he didn't behave like somebody who had something to hide. And he kept saying, well, I'm going to keep doing it because I love kids. Somebody who's, I would think, that way inclined wouldn't be so brazen about, well, I'm not doing anything wrong here. I love kids. I genuinely believe it came from a place that he was a survivor of abuse, a victim of abuse, and he wanted to protect kids who were maybe vulnerable or in situations where they could or were being abused. That's my thoughts on
okay,
it.
Okay, and the sad part about the whole Michael Jackson story is we will never know.
Not unless somebody comes out with some kind of footage
but
or something.
Just a final point on it. I do believe that most people agree with your opinion that he never did anything. And
I
the reason I say
so
that, the
watch.
Reason I say that, is if anybody truly believe that Michael Jackson was a sinister, deviant child abuser, people would, for example, I played Michael Jackson's Billie Jean at a gig on Saturday night. Nobody come over to me and said, get that fucking thing off. He's a paedophile. And nobody ever does.
No. But he was never convicted of anything, so they would have no reason to. But I think there is a, I think there is a radio station in this country, or maybe that won't play
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, is it RTE? I don't think RTE. Let's see.
No, I don't think so. And then James says again, they are brazen. Savile was incredibly brazen.
RTE officially removed Michael Jackson's music from its regular automated playlist following the release of Leaving Neverland.
Is that policy still in place?
The national broadcaster stated it had no plans to reinstate the songs. Yeah.
No. Billie Jean's a great song.
His music is the greatest music of all time. And I don't think he was a deviant. He stood trial. He was convicted of nothing. Like, people who are like, oh, he was this, that, and the other. I think it's, they're looking at it simplistically, if you will. But you agree anyway.
Eileen says, MJ is innocent. Now, does anyone want a cup of tea? Hilarious.
And then, did you see the movie, by the way? The new movie?
No, I haven't seen that.
Very
either.
Good. He's just so. It's his nephew
who plays the part.
And
yeah.
It looks exactly. It's. He's just. You're looking at him and you're sad that this talent doesn't exist anymore. You're like, what a talent, man. How does somebody have that much talent? How is somebody born with that much talent?
And I think that's probably, he was an absolute creative genius.
But he wasn't somebody.
But he was a bit of, he was a screwed up genius, in my opinion.
He was screwed up in one way, but he was highly, highly intelligent in another way. He wanted to be, do you know what I mean? His whole thing was get as much attention and be as big as possible. And he knew how to do it. He's just a genius. I'm going to listen to Thriller on my way home.
I normally disagree with you, lady, says Rachel, but I agree today. His childhood was stolen from him. He never had a chance to grow up. Yeah. All right. Thanks very much indeed for all your comments.
Yeah, that was a random one, but yeah, sometimes you have to talk about the serious stuff, don't you?
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
The A-team is back.
The A-team is back. No, they will. Nothing wrong with the team yesterday. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just saying the A team is back.
No, but myself and Katie were here yesterday. We made an adequate team, I think.
I'd say below adequate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, it's the A team, myself and Adrian. Who was your favourite character of the A team?
I never really liked the A team, believe it or not.
That's ridiculous. Everybody liked the A team.
No, I didn't.
That is absolutely.
I didn't. I thought it was absolute shite.
Now, you know the way people say that this podcast is quite controversial, and it's actually not. Someone on my gig the other night, oh my God, you guys are so controversial. We're actually not.
Well, we can be.
No, I've never said that. But that is the most controversial thing you've said in the last 72 hours.
I didn't like the A-team.
How dare you?
I just didn't. I never liked it.
Really?
Nah. My brother liked it. I hated it, though.
I like your brother. I was always a fan of your brother. Very good.
Yeah, no.
Hey, Owen.
Just never.
Does he listen to the podcast?
No.
We need listens. We need listens, like, badly. Can you not recruit some of your family members to listen to the podcast?
I wouldn't ask them to.
Anyway, why didn't you like the A-team?
No, I just didn't.
No, you can't say just didn't. Why didn't you like it?
It was shite.
Oh, I can't work with you anymore.
Because I didn't like the A-team.
I think this company is about to be... What's it called when a company breaks up?
Dissolved.
I think we need to dissolve this company.
Because I didn't like the A-team.
My name's over the door. I'm just going to wipe it off. Hang on. There you go. Wipe it off. So you couldn't even tell me one of the characters.
Mr. T.
Well, you couldn't be him because you're not black.
No. What do you mean you couldn't be him? I don't want to be anyone.
No, if you had to be one of the...
Mr. T, he's the only one I can name.
What were you doing in the early 80s? Because I know...
I wasn't watching the A-team. That's all you need to know.
Because I know you weren't a cool kid, so you weren't doing anything cool. You weren't hanging around skateboard parks with your mates.
Here, and by the way, there's Darren, and Darren is dead right. You're talking... Darren is saying, what is the A-team?
Well, it's a song by Ed Sheeran, actually. She's in the class A team.
That's right.
She's stuck in her. But I mean,
Darren doesn't get the A team because he was.
Everybody knows what the A team is.
No, Darren doesn't.
He's probably stoned.
What?
He's probably stoned.
He wasn't born when the A team was on.
He's probably having munchies. No, even if you. Sorry, I wasn't born when Beethoven was around. No, I know you were. You were. Did you go to school with Beethoven?
I did, yeah. We were in secondary school together.
He's all playing the piano at the back of the class. <Du-du-du-du>. I wasn't around when the Beatles were around. But I could name 50 of their songs right away.
Yeah, there's a bit of a difference between the A-Team and the Beatles now.
No, but you don't only
the Beatles are the most famous band ever.
Well, I pity the fool that doesn't like the A-Team.
Well, I don't like the A-Team.
I pity you, fool. Fool.
Here, there's something I want to get off my chest, yeah?
Yes.
I've been walking through the shops over the last few days, yeah? And I keep seeing...
Oh, just randomly walking through shops?
Well, no, I'm going into
shops.
Sorry,
if you've seen Adrian just walking around random shops, going, looking dishevelled. What's the word, dishevelled?
Call the men in the white coats.
What's the word, dishevelled?
Dishevelled.
Going, oh, where am I? I don't know where I am.
Sorry, okay.
Is this Roach's stores?
I'll rephrase that.
So you're walking around Roach's stores.
No, if I go into...
So Roach's stores is gone, isn't it?
Roach's Stores is gone, yeah.
When did that go?
It's just gone.
What do you mean it's just gone?
It closed during COVID.
And never came back?
No.
That's very sad.
Anyway.
So you're walking around Roach's Stores.
I wasn't walking around Roach's Stores. I walked into a petrol station yesterday, and then I walked into a shop later on, and in both places, there was these.
You don't need to make the noise with them, like. You just have to describe what they are.
Okay, so just to tell you what these are.
That's a really influencer thing you just did, by the way.
Is it?
You know influencers.
Oh, they tap things. And
you know my mate Nevo.
Oh, Nevo, she's yeah.
Big. I had to tell her to stop tapping. Stop tapping. So if Nevo's talking about a phone, she just...
I know, I heard that episode. It was so boring. Anyway, sorry.
Don't tap them.
Okay, well, there. So this is a packet of crisps.
Oh, we wouldn't have known from the sound effects. We wouldn't have known.
Okay, so this is a packet of crisps. And I've seen them in the shop over the last few days. And I've thought to myself, ooh, what could they possibly be like?
Yeah.
So they are candy floss flavoured tato.
Yeah.
Okay? Candy floss flavoured tato.
By the way, you can get them
tato.
In the shop.
Huh?
They're not for sale yet.
I saw them in the shop only yesterday.
Because I got a case of them for
free. No, they're in the shops. They are in the shops. I saw them yesterday.
So why did they send
Otherwise,
me
I wouldn't have known about them.
Why did they send me out a case for free?
Fuck knows.
Don't start slagging them off.
No, because they're not selling, obviously. That's why they sent them out to you. Anyway, there they are. Candy floss flavoured tato.
Yeah.
And I've got the ick just even looking at the packet. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine what candy floss flavoured crisps are going to be like. So I haven't tasted them, but I want to taste one. Okay? And you're going to as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're both going to taste... candy floss flavoured tato.
I apologise. Like,
what?
A friend of mine who... It's amazing when you discover people listen to this podcast.
Yeah, go on.
That you didn't know. My friend Neil.
How are you, Neil?
How are you, Neil? Is listening to the podcast and he said I had a package yesterday.
Really?
I have a bigger issue. Why is Neil listening to this podcast?
Which Neil is this now?
Why, do you know Neil?
Are you talking about Neil? That Neil?
Which Neil?
Neil.
Yeah. That's a strange name. Neil. Who's Neil?
Well, which Neil are you talking about?
Which Neil are you talking about? You don't have a friend called Neil.
What?
I do have acquaintances outside your circle.
Ah, not really.
No, I do.
Who's Neil?
Who's
Neil? Name names.
His second name.
Okay, come on.
Neil McMahon.
Neil McMahon.
Anyway, he said, yeah, he had a package yesterday. They are, oh God. I can't say what he said because I'm now an influencer for Tato, but he says they taste like, doesn't matter.
And by the way, I didn't get these for free from Tato.
Sorry, okay, I'll tell you what he says. They taste like a homeless man's shit-stained underpants. Very descriptive.
Certainly, very specific.
Why does he have to be homeless? And sorry, Neil.
That is very, very specific.
I'm sorry, Neil McMahon. I'm going to name and shame you now. Yeah, how would you possibly know what a homeless man's shit-stained underpants taste like?
God knows.
Okay, I'm not eating that after hearing that description.
Okay, well, we are. We're both going to have one at the exact same time, okay?
Mm. I'm very picky. So hang on, you know I'm very...
Here, have a smell.
Oh, no, I never smell something before eating it.
Do you not?
No.
Well, it'll put you off.
No, my motto is...
Yeah, don't eat. Smell, just eat. Is it?
That's a great
That's your motto.
That's a great name for a song.
Okay, so these are...
Don't smell, just eat. Sorry, Tato, if you're listening...
Yeah.
And I know I'm an influencer for Tato now. The jingle...
Yeah.
Which I've just come up with...
Don't smell, just eat.
So do the voiceover for the ad. There's a new... Here. Shush. Listen, you ready?
There's a new Mr. Tato in town.
Shush. No. There's a new crisp on the market.
There's a new crisp on the market.
Tato, candy floss flavour.
Tato, candy floss flavour.
Don't smell, just eat.
No, I think you're actually robbing that from somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here.
I'm not a fan of cotton candy, though. I don't like cotton candy.
Just take one. Just take one out of the bag.
Give me the... I'm not going to smell it.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to try it.
Now, what way are you going to be? Are you going to lick it or are you going to put it all in one go?
I'm going to put it all in one go.
But then you won't taste it.
I will.
God, you make awful sounds when you're eating.
Oh, fucking hell.
That shouldn't be on the ad, by the way. That shouldn't be on the ad.
Oh, fuck.
That shouldn't be on the bill. Strike that from the ad as well. Just don't say the F word again.
Oh, that's horrendous. Go on.
I don't think I can.
Go on, try.
I can't,
try.
Ed, I can't.
Take one. I want your opinion. Oh, Jesus. Mr. Tatum.
Is this what this podcast has come to now?
It is Tatum food, yep.
Okay, here we go. It's a really bad.
Come on, just lob it in there. Come on, just lob it in. No, that's too small. The whole crisp. In. In.
That's what you said last night.
No.
Amanda, can you drop me off like a bottle of oil? No. No. No.
And they absolutely rancid.
No. And now, Neil McMahon.
Neil, how are you, Neil?
McMahon.
What was his description again?
A homeless man shit-stained underpants.
It's exactly what it tastes like. Oh, my Jesus. What were Tato thinking? I love your salt and vinegar. I love your cheese and onion.
Yeah.
I love your smoky bacon even.
Oh, no, hang on a second, lads. Neil McMahon,
yeah,
a friend and former colleague of mine, has just sent me a link here. He was in, oh, God. Yeah, I'll have to be very delicate about this, guys, because I don't want to be called Gervert.
Okay.
Yep. But Neil McMahon was in, I don't even know what country this is, Vilnius.
Vilnius in Lithuania.
Vilnius last week. Is that Lithuania?
Yeah.
I've been to Lithuania. Now, what country did I go to?
Latvia, you fool of a
man. What's the capital of Latvia?
I don't know. You were in it.
Great bars. They say open to
Riga.
Five.
Riga.
They say open to five in the morning, the bars over there.
Riga, yeah.
Anyway, he was in Vilnius last week, and he said, on the streets, there are vending machines that sell these crisps, and he sent me a link to them. Now, lads, if you think...
Candy floss flavour is bad.
Flavour is bad. I can't even read this out.
Read it out.
Really?
Yeah, come on, read.
So, in Vilnius, you can go to... Okay, first of all, can I just say, before saying this, I don't know if my friend... I better stop calling by his full name now, because this is implicating him. I'm not saying that my friend Neil tried these.
But they're available.
But they're available because he's in a very loving relationship.
Okay, very good, yeah.
You can guess. Okay, well, the brand is called Chaz.
That's irrelevant. Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, it's very important. Chazz.
Yeah.
And they are pussy-flavoured crisps. I'm sorry. There's no other way to... That's how it's described.
Ooh.
Read what it says there.
A gift. A box with pussy-flavoured crisps. Jesus Christ. What the fuck
is this? They're 10 euro 6. I didn't even know they use euro in that country.
To do.
Who knew?
I did.
Why were you buying these crisps?
Go on.
€10.16, which is a very random amount of money.
Yeah.
For a large bag of pussy-flavoured potato chips, they're called. Now, they're limited edition.
I'd say so.
They're hand-cooked.
Right.
Okay, I don't ask. They're for over 18s only. Now, I don't know. I don't know why the age would have anything to do with it. And... No preservatives.
Okay.
This is God honest truth. You couldn't make this up. No preservatives on it. And it comes in a, if you'll pardon the pun,
yeah.
It comes in a box. Oh. It comes in a box. Some people won't get that joke.
I know.
You literally won't get that joke.
Calm down there.
No, I'm very calm. I just cannot believe that there's a market for this. And you can order them online. Literally, will I order you a packet?
No, thanks, no.
Now,
how do you explain to your wife when a packet of them arrive in the post?
Now, lads, I don't think there's a market for them.
Well, I don't think there's a market for candy floss flavour either.
I know, but they're probably limited edition. They're just for taking the piss, aren't they? Or what happened in where Tatum made Fingus?
No, in Ashburn.
Huh?
In Ashburn.
Sorry, I've been in Ashburn. I'm in Ashburn nearly every week and I've never seen a Tatum factory there.
It's right beside what's now Emerald Park.
That's not Ashburn.
It is Ashburn.
It's Trim.
It's not. You fool of a man.
Anyway, the Tato candy floss are limited. Look, it says limited edition.
Yeah, thank God.
Pussy flavoured chips are not limited edition. These are on sale. There's some sick people. Like, I'm not talking about the people that came up with this idea. Okay, that's fine. You come up with that idea if you want. Your woman had pussy flavoured candles. What was her name?
Who?
Your woman that made candles out of
her. You know far too much about this sort of stuff.
It was literally all over the news for years. What's her name? The blondie one.
The blondie one?
Her.
I have no idea who
she
you...
She made candles.
Yeah.
How do you not... You're not up to date with
pussy-flavoured candles. No, I'm not. I'm sorry about that.
That's not how they were marketed, okay? You're a woman. Blonde hair.
Blonde hair. I have no idea what you're talking about.
A blonde actress.
No idea.
You're not up to date with the goings-on in the celebrity world. Anyway, this blonde...
You're not either because you don't know her name.
The tall blonde one. She's tall and skinny.
Tall and skinny. That really helps me.
I don't know how she got the scent from there onto the wick, if you know what I mean. I don't know. She was married to Brad Pitt.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
No, it's not Jennifer Aniston, no. Now, that's a candlelight boy. I'd have the house covered in those candles. Sorry, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wasn't married to...
Oh, I think you'll find she was married to Brad Pitt.
She wasn't, you fool of a man.
She was. Anyway, she has... My point is, there's obviously a market for... I assume these are marketed towards lesbian women. There, I said it. Controversial, I know. But I would imagine these are being bought by lesbian women.
Why? Are men not interested in that sort of thing?
What man do you know enjoys that particular activity?
Oh, okay, come on.
No, enough.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, if you want the website is... Can I give out the website? Or is that illegal? It's chazcrips.com.
Crips?
Oh, God, did I just say Crips?
You did say Crips.
Oh, I hate people that say Crips.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, no, can we edit that out?
No, we cannot.
Oh, can't.
You just said Crips.
Oh, no, you're going to literally save that bit of audio and keep playing that back
I
to
am.
Me. That's going to be like Casey's laugh. Where's Casey's laugh?
Oh, Casey's laugh is available at any moment.
Get ready for...
There you go.
That's nearly... Oh, God.
Jeremy just said Crips. A package of Crips.
That laugh, by the way, is more off-pushing than pussy flavor chips. Anyway, it's the website for the crisps.
I don't know if we can advertise this.
I have to know. Is chazchips.com. And it says they'll arrive in 5 to 10 working days. And don't panic if they come late. Go on, do the laugh again.
Well, no, I'll do the laugh for this. Anthony says, those pussy-flavoured crisps are gorgeous. Quite a mouthful, if you ask me.
That doesn't... No.
Ah, no, no. No, it's funny. It's funny-ish.
No. Just be careful. No, sorry, and a safety announcement, because you know a lot of people are scammed online at these shops. Just be careful if you're buying these Chaz pussy-flavoured crisps online, yeah? I nearly said Crips again. What is wrong with me? Because all I'm saying is just be careful if you are buying these online, because some of these websites can be quite fishy. Casey!
Hello, Casey! No.
Casey!
No.
Some of these websites are very fishy. She would actually find that funny if she was sitting here. Thank you.
Anyway, Jeremy got a box of these crisps delivered to him today. And so are you under the pay of Tato? Do you have to say they're lovely?
Well, if I was, I'm not now, because you're literally after shitting all over my product.
Yeah, but
you shat all over my product. And sorry, Neil McMahon.
Yeah.
Saying they taste like a homeless man's shit-stained underpants.
He's bang on. So I couldn't recommend a candy floss flavoured Tato crisps.
I don't think anybody was looking for you. You're not an influencer.
But if you want to try them yourself, try them yourself. They're a limited edition.
You throw the rest of them in the bin.
Yeah, why do you want them?
I don't know, it's my kids' dinner. It's been a tough month.
Here, I'll give them fish fingers instead.
It's been a very, as you know, Adrian, it's been a tough month. It's been a very tough month.
You want to give your, I won't let you.
What?
I won't let you give them those manky yolks.
Why?
They're vile.
Now, sorry, just one final thing, because people are now messaging looking for the website for those crisps in Vilnius, yeah?
Nobody is.
The website, again, is chazchips.com, okay? Now, it does say 5 to 7 working days before they're dispatched, okay? If they don't arrive after 7 days,
yeah? You're going to say this stupid joke again.
No, the new material.
Go on.
I never repeat my material.
Go on.
If they don't arrive in 5 to 7 working days, don't get in the flap. Thanks, Casey. Thanks, Casey.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Apologies for being late today. Although
who's late?
This will make no sense if it's like chapter 4 of this particular podcast. But apologies.
We're not late.
We are late. Adrian, let me let you in on a little secret. Just before we pressed record, there's actually a record button and it has the letters REC in it. People don't believe it.
There it is there, yeah.
Where we sit, there's a big mixing console sort of thing. It's called Rode. Rode your ma. And,
Jesus, that's the level of the intellect on this episode.
Oh, it'll get lower. It'll get lower. Don't worry. We'll drop it even lower. Anyway, it's called a Rode. Rode your Elwin. And... on this, there's a big green button that actually says record. Yeah. Isn't that there, the bizarre thing? Like,
why, what's bizarre about
you would
it?
Need a big button to tell you to record. Anyway, before we press the big green button, why is it flashing, by the way?
I don't know. Do you want me to press it there? No. Oh, there we record. Go. No. It's, yeah. Okay. Anyway,
Before Adrian pressed the button on the road, yeah?
Roger.
Roger, granny. He took a phone call, guys.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So rude.
Why?
He took a phone call literally as we were about to go live to talk to you. That's how much disdain this man sitting to my right has for you. He doesn't care about any single one of you. Couldn't care less if you died tomorrow. Was that phone call really important?
Yeah, it was, actually.
It was a telesales.
It wasn't.
He was like, do you want your fibre optic broadband?
That's not what he said.
Do you want your fibre optic broadband?
That's not what he said. He rang me because he is going to fix my computer. That's why he was on the phone to me.
You need someone to fix. I could have fixed your computer for you.
You know nothing about technology of any sort. You don't even know how to use your phone.
Control, alt, delete.
No, you're a fool of a man.
So I'm a very technically proficient man. Now,
what do you want to get off your chest, Mr. Dixon?
I may be technically proficient, yeah, but I'm not a handyman. So my mother...
I have a story as well. Go on, yeah. Oh. I made a balls of things yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mother has been calling me for the last couple of weeks, asking me to do some work in the house for her. No, I no longer live at home, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Well, it's not obvious. Lots of grown people still living at home can't afford to move out.
What, with their wife and three kids?
Ah, yeah. Don't knock
move
those.
The whole lot in.
Don't knock those people. If I could move back, I would. Absolutely. Fresh orange juice every morning. Hot water bottle in the bed.
Anyway, get on with it.
Anyway, she's been ringing me for the last couple of weeks, asking me to do some jobs, bids and bods around the house.
Bids and bobs, you fool.
What did I say?
Bids and bods.
Bids and bods.
What's fucking bids and bods?
I don't know. Anyway, one of them was to peel off the wallpaper in the hot press in one of the bedrooms.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
In the hot press in one of the bedrooms?
Yeah, so one of the bedrooms in the house has the hot press in it.
Really?
Yeah. That's an older house. That's where they were.
Really? The hot press is in one of the bedrooms?
It's in what we like to call as the Jezza Shrine.
The Jezza Shrine?
Where my bedroom when I lived there.
Oh.
Still in the same place. Like, still my teddy bear is still on the bed. Crusty sock under the bed.
Go on.
A football magazine.
Yes, yeah, whatever.
Change. Anyway, she said, "Will you take the wallpaper off the?" So I went anyway yesterday with a stripper.
Okay.
Have you ever had a stripper in your bedroom?
In your ma's house? No, definitely not.
And I have the stripper, hand stripper. Anyway, I was taking off the wallpaper, and I don't know if you've ever done this in the house you grew up in. Have you ever taken off the wallpaper and you find your old kid's wallpaper?
Oh, underneath it.
So the wallpaper that when I was a kid and I lived, no, not in my 20s, when I was 5 or 6, I don't know what age, but the wallpaper, now I didn't know who this person was. I had to Google Lens it. So it's wallpaper with cartoons on it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who the
people
cartoon,
were.
Who the, and I Google Lensed it. And it's a fella called, because I saved it here. By the way, Google Lens, best app you can use.
Brilliant, yes. It is brilliant.
If I'm walking on the road and I see a plant, Google Lens, and I don't tell my wife about it.
Oh, and you just say, do you like the hydrangea there? Oh,
look at Orchid Sebastian. Look at that plant. Look at that herbaceous plant. Anyway, so I Google Lens it to see who the character was on the on my wallpaper.
Yeah.
And I saved it here. His name is Basil Brush,
you fool.
What?
Basil Brush.
No, Basil, B-A-S-I-L. B-U-S-H.
Basil Brush.
Yeah.
No, it's Basil Brush, you fool.
Oh, sorry, it is. Basil Brush.
Yeah.
Who was obviously a big thing when I was a kid. I don't know this person.
You don't know Basil Brush?
I've no idea but I had his wallpaper.
Well, he's not a person for starters. I mean, that's something that should be obvious from the picture.
Yeah. Don't say what year he's around, because that might age me.
It will age you.
No, let's not specifically say what year he was around.
He was around for many years.
Okay, well, let's not say what year he was around.
But you don't remember Basil Brush?
I don't remember Basil Brush.
Really?
What are we talking?
He was a puppet. For starters. And he was a puppet.
Late 90s, I'm thinking.
No, a bit further back than that.
Around the same time as Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
No. Hang on, here.
Shite. Oh, I do like... I say, Mr. Roy, what have you got there?
It's an inflatable canoe. I'm blowing it up.
Blowing it up? What harm is it?
Now, the thing about him was...
That sounds like it's from the 60s.
He's a fox, yeah?
Okay.
But he was a terribly posh fox.
Okay. Which would make sense, because I grew up on Dublin Southside.
Really? Do you want me to tell everyone where you grew up?
What's wrong with it? Oh, really?
Anyway, he was a posh fox.
Yeah.
With a terrible upper class English accent.
Sorry, by the way, I didn't grow up in a posh south. I grew up on the south side, but it wasn't posh.
No, certainly wasn't.
In fact, we went away on holidays once up to Mosley. When we came back, the house was actually on bricks. Someone had robbed the foundation of the house.
So anyway, your childhood wallpaper was Basil Brush.
From the, I'm going to say 1992.
Yeah, no, he probably was long dead by then.
You can't kill a puppet, you puppet. But anyway, on the wallpaper was stuff that I wrote with a pen. I used to write on the wallpaper. You know kids writing wallpaper?
You little brat.
Ah, yeah. And
how much did you write on the wallpaper?
Well, I discovered something about myself yesterday that I had an imaginary friend called Eugene. Because it was all these little notes. Now, it's obviously from, I was six or whatever at the time. And it's, I love you, Eugene, and all that.
What?
Yeah, it gets very weird now. So I call my mother up to the bedroom. I put the stripper away.
Yeah.
Never have a stripper in the bedroom.
What'd you do? Put it in the wardrobe.
So I hid the stripper in the wardrobe.
Yeah, good place.
Plugged it out. And I said, Ma, who's Eugene? And she says, oh, Jeremy, that was your imaginary friend. I never knew I had an imaginary friend.
Eugene. Why Eugene?
I don't know. I was six or whatever.
Do you remember Eugene?
No, but he's gone from my life now. You didn't hang around.
Oh, poor you, Eugene. Bring back Eugene.
Even my imaginary friends walked out on me. Why does nobody love me?
Bring back Eugene.
I should take a photograph of it actually and post it online, but it's very cute. So it's me at six or seven.
So sorry, can I just go back? You were stripping the wallpaper. What, you just abandoned the wallpaper stripping then, did you?
What? Oh, well, this is a bigger issue. Jeremy had an imaginary... Now, I don't know, have any of you listening to this ever had an imaginary friend? They say, Adrian, don't know who they are, but they say that very intelligent kids have imaginary friends.
So why did you have one?
But he walked out of me.
Because you weren't intelligent.
Eugene. And there was all little notes that I wrote to Eugene, like, Eugene, can we go swimming tomorrow? Isn't that very cute?
It's a bit weird, though.
Why is it weird?
So when you were going swimming then, was Eugene with you?
Well, I don't know. You didn't have an imaginary friend.
No.
Did any of your... You had an imaginary girlfriend.
What?
You had an imaginary girlfriend.
No, I had real girlfriends.
No, you didn't. You used to tell all your mates that you had a girlfriend and then they discovered that it wasn't actually the case.
No, that's not true.
I think it is
no,
true.
No.
Nobody would have dated you back in the day.
They did.
Really?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So, this imaginary friend, according to my mother, was on the scene for a year. And he arrived in summertime... Of, I'm going to say 1994, but let's not be specific.
Yeah, okay.
Because I remember I was...
If you were writing on your wall to your imaginary friend in 1994, you had issues. You had major issues.
The men in the white coats would be coming up. No, I remember. I was 6 years of age. USA 94, the World Cup was on.
You were six.
It was a great World Cup. And I was talking to Eugene, my imaginary friend. But apparently...
So you're 36 now, are you?
Oh, Oisin said, this is getting very dark now. Jeremy, put Eugene in a foster home for imaginary friends. It'd be a great resting place. No, Oisin, you're not getting it. Eugene is gone.
He legged it.
He walked out of me. But his favourite dinner, believe it or not.
Do you know this from reading the wall as well?
Yeah. Because I asked Eugene one day, I remember parents used to kill me for writing on the walls.
Yeah, don't blame them.
Because now you can buy, my kids write on our walls. But we have wash walls.
Rambunctious. Who lets their children write on their walls?
Oh, yeah, we allow creativity in our house.
Ask me shite.
No, we allow creativity. They want to be creative.
Oh, brilliant. I'll come out with some spray paint next weekend. I am being creative.
Anyway, did Eugene groom you, Jeremy? No, we didn't groom you, David, Davin, whatever your name is. This was a childhood imaginary friend, because obviously I didn't have a lot of friends growing up.
Oh.
Ah, come on, I looked like the Milky Bar Kid and it was called Jeremy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Who was going to pal around me? I only became cool in the noughties, pretty much. Bit of a sex symbol in the noughties, I have to say.
A sex symbol?
Oh, I was a sex symbol in the
noughties. Where?
Absolute sex symbol in the noughties. I remember when we lived in Cleary's window together and I was walking around in my mankini at the time. I remember women swooning. Swooning? What's the word?
Swooning.
Swooning.
Yeah.
Do you remember those women literally licking the windows?
No, I remember people licking windows, all right, but...
There was two women, when myself and Adrian lived in Cleary's, yeah? And I used to go around in Cleary's window in a mankini, which left very little to the imagination. There was two women that used to come up every morning at about 11 o'clock I think they were attending the methadone clinic down the road around the corner. But they were, and they used to come up to Cleary's window and they'd literally lick the window.
Yeah, no, no, that did happen, but I don't
think... Thank you.
No, no, definitely there were people licking windows.
Yes,
already,
because I was a sex
symbol. No, it's nothing to do with you.
Do you remember they used to stand in front of the window and literally they go...
Yeah, but yeah. I think they do that whether we were in the window or not.
No. That was as that was as a result of me being in the window. Anyway, to back it up, my imaginary friend, he lasted a year from 1993 to 1994.
What did he like for dinner?
Oh, spaghetti hoops.
And now... How did you find that out?
Which is a bit of... Because one of the... Now, I couldn't spell spaghetti, obviously, when I was a kid. But it has on it, do you want Getty hoops? And I said to my mum, what are Getty hoops? And she said, spaghetti hoops.
And sorry, did Eugene write back?
No, he's imaginary, Adrian.
But he when you wrote it, what was the point in writing when you didn't get a fucking answer?
Because he obviously spoke to me, did he not?
I don't know.
It's all very sad, actually. I want Eugene back. And according to my mum as well, when we went away on holidays, this is going to make me sound very pathetic, but remember I was six, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
We went to Fuengirola on holidays.
Very nice, lovely, lovely.
And not so much now. The Brits have ruined everywhere, haven't they?
And they've definitely ruined that area, yeah.
Brits, just fuck off, would you?
Come on, anyway.
Apparently, I sent a postcard from Fuengirola to Eugene.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Answer that door. That's the men in the white coats. Come on in, lads.
Oh, yeah, lads.
Come
on.
The men in the white coats have come to take you away.
That they don't exist, by the way.
Who? Men in white coats?
I've never seen a man in a white coat. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Someone just AI'd a photograph of me licking Cleary's window, which is really... By the way, that doesn't even look like me, does it? It looks a bit like me.
Well, it's actually giving you a lot of credit. Look at the head of hair on you.
Honestly, lads, you should have seen this every day... At around 11, what time is it at?
What time is what at?
When the two women used to...
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I'm trying to do two things. What was I saying?
What time is it at?
Oh, I've completely forgotten what I was going to say because the message completely sidetracked me.
You said, what time was it at?
Oh, my God.
You said, okay, we got to... You sent Eugene a postcard from your holidays in Fuengirola.
Yeah, I don't know. That's all. Nothing else to say about it.
Bring back Eugene. I wonder, could he co-present the podcast with me?
He doesn't exist. The key word is imaginary. Oh. Like Jesus. Imaginary.
Did he have his Getty hoops?
Yeah, his Getty hoops. By the way, I know that he was definitely imaginary because I certainly didn't grow up on spaghetti hoops. My mother was a connoisseur of cuisine and did not cook council estate dinners, let me tell you this.
You told me when you were a kid...
Oh, be very careful what you're about to say.
Spaghetti hoops and fish fingers. And Findus...
crispy pancakes.
Yeah.
And smash. Water-based potato.
It was massive stuff.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.